Whenever you're ready, Chairman.
All right. Well, then we'll find my agenda again. Then we'll go ahead and bring to order the regular Planning and Zoning Commission meeting for Tuesday, May 10th, 2022. We'll start with roll call.
Chairman Lee Young.
Present.
Vice Chairman Dana Hennis.
Present.
Commissioner Tyson Garten.
Present.
Commissioner Jenny Greger.
Present.
Commissioner Jim Main.
Present.
Okay. And the first item up, is the consent agenda.
Mr. Commissioner, I move we approve the consent agenda.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Okay. Then first up under public hearings, we had case numbers 21-04-AN, 21-03-ZC, 21-01-PUD, 21-03-S, 21-04-SUP, and 21-26-DR design review for Sabino's Rocky Ridge subdivision. And staff has requested that this item be tabled to a date certain of May 24th, 2022, pending final review.
In that case, Mr. Chairman, I move we table case number 21-04-AN, 21-03-ZC, 21-01-PUD, 21-03-S, 21-04-SUP, and 21-26-DR for Sabino's Rocky Ridge subdivision until the next planning and zoning meeting on May 24th, 2022.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Okay. Then next up is case number 22-02-SUP, a special use permit for in-home daycare.
Good evening.
Good evening, Chairman and Commissioners. For the record, Jessica Reed, 751 West 4th Street. Staff would request this item be tabled to a date certain of May 24th due to a site posting error. Courtesy notices reflecting the updated requested date of May 24th will be mailed to all property owners within 300 feet.
Mr. Chairman, I move we table case number 22-02-SUP for New Morning Avenue in-home daycare until our next planning and zoning meeting of May 24th, 2022.
I'd second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Okay. Then moving down to business items. We have case number 22-15-DR, design review for metal shell modification. And best business.
Me again. Good evening, Chairman and Commissioners. For the record, Planner 1, Jessica Reed, 751 West 4th Street in CUNA. MRS Properties, LLC, requests design review modification approval to increase one of the previously approved metal shells at 679 South Best Business Avenue from 6,000 square feet to 9,000 square feet. As the change was more than 25%, an administrative review could not be performed. The elevations of the metal shell remains the same as previously approved and will match the other shells already constructed. The corrugated metal walls, as well as the downspouts, will be in light stone. Trim will be in green, mandors will be in dark gray, and overhead doors will be in white. A fully improved parking lot is immediately adjacent to the north side of the building and provides 8 standard stalls and 1 ADA stall, along with a 25-foot wide loading dock. In addition, a landscape island is proposed on the east side, and the applicant shall be required to meet the landscaping requirements laid out in Title V, Chapter 17 of CUNA City Code. Upon review, staff finds the requested design review modification is in compliance with CUNA City Code, Comprehensive Plan, and Idaho Code. Staff would recommend the commission approve case number 22-15-DR, with the applicant being subject to the conditions as outlined in the staff report. And with that, I thank you and will answer any questions you may have.
Okay. Are there any questions for Jessica this time?
I have one question, Mr. Chairman. How does the height of the building change as the square footage increases?
To my knowledge, Commissioner Main, it will not change the height.
So it just changes the
just length?
Just mm-hmm. the length?
Correct.
Thank you.
Okay. Any other questions at this time? Okay. And the applicant's not here today, correct?
No, sir.
Okay. Then there's no other questions for Jessica that kind of already falls into our discussion. Any initial thoughts or concerns?
Any questions? Just replicating the ones that are there, then it's been doing well so far. I don't see any objection to it from my point of view.
No. I think it's, you know, again, it's in the industrial mm-hmm. park over there. So it's not like it's in-depth as a commercial site. So I don't see any issue with that. It mimics the same buildings that are already out on site. And sounds like they're doing pretty good out there. Any other questions?
I think it's pretty straightforward. Colors, the landscaping, it fits everything out there. I don't have a problem with this at all.
And at this point, it doesn't really obstruct any like present buildings like by making it longer. Mm-hmm. So I think it'll be fine.
In that case, Mr. Chairman, I move we approve 22-15-DR for the metal shell modification, as with all the conditions as outlined in the staff report.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. All right. Motion carries. Then I don't see anything else listed on the agenda. Anything from staff or any comments from?
No, sir.
Okay.
Mr. Chairman, I move to adjourn.
A second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.